California healthcare ballot initiative named after United Healthcare CEO alleged killer Luigi Mancione. By Elizabeth Weibel on March 29, 2025. A proposed healthcare ballot initiative in California has been named after Luigi Mancione, the man accused of killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The Luigi Mancione Access to Healthcare Act, which was submitted to the California Attorney General's office, would make it illegal for anyone other than a licensed physician to deny, delay, or modify medical procedures or medications, according to CBS 8 News. The ballot initiative was submitted by Paul Eisner, a former lawyer. Under the proposed ballot measure, patients would be allowed to sue insurers and potentially receive attorney fees and triple damages if successful, according to the outlet. Per the outlet, the proposed measure would make it illegal in California for anyone other than a licensed physician to deny, delay, or modify medical procedures or medications. Eisner, who still holds an active law license, says the initiative was inspired by his personal battle with cancer and subsequent disputes with his insurance company. Eisner explained to the outlet that people are tired of carriers, of insurance companies denying them health care. Mancione was arrested at a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania, in December 2024, and charged on suspicion of one count of murder, two counts of second-degree criminal possession of a weapon, one count of second-degree possession of a forged document, and one count of third-degree possession of a weapon. Breitbart News's A.W.R. Hawkins previously reported that Mancione had been suffering from debilitating pain and had received back surgery a year prior. The New York Times reported the back surgery, and People magazine reported that one of Mangione's acquaintances, R.J. Martin, met Mancione in 2022 and observed his pain was so intense he had to switch out his matter to try to get relief. Mancione has been accused of shooting Thompson outside of a hotel located in New York City in December 2024. Breitbart News previously reported that in the aftermath of Mancione being apprehended, the audience at Jon Stewart's Daily Show erupted into boos when it was mentioned that he had been captured. Supporters of Mancione's have also sought to raise thousands of dollars to go towards his legal defense.